The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. Get David back on her. David, you said you go to Huguenot quite a bit.
Yes, sir. That's like me and my wife's second home.
Yeah. And you got your truck, you say it's a four-wheel drive?
Yeah.
That's okay. A good thing for a Huguenot. Yeah.
You know, when you pull in there and you come through the gate, you know that first little road to your right says four-wheel drive only?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? It goes back toward Hallover Creek. We'll see.
They kind of redid that there, Vic, where you can't drive all the way down now. They put a wood fence about, I guess, you can drive two-thirds of the way in there, but not all the way no more.
Well, you know where that sandbar goes all the way across Hallover Creek and goes to those docks?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, when that fall flounder run starts, which should be in about probably 3 weeks from now, and then all run all the way through like in the middle of November. Yeah, those flounders are going to be on that sandbar, on each side of that sandbar at Hallover Creek. And also, when the tide goes down low, you can walk that sandbar over to those docks and fish around those docks, you know.
Hey, David, how close can you get to the mouth of the creek where the beach curbs and heads back to the west when they blocked it off? Is it walking distance or is it?
Yeah, you can walk there, no problem. What the guys are doing, John down there, I've known him for years down there. We catch flounder on that beach right there.
Uh-huh.
Before you get the haul over, I kind of don't want to tell you exactly where it's at. But
sorry.
I don't have no problem with helping to tell the world.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But anyways, there's a couple little honey spots right there. For some reason, they kind of pile up. And we've been going out periodically trying to see if any of them are starting to come in. And as of now, not yet, but it's not too far to walk, and they take all their stuff on their beach carts and roll them down there a little bit, you know, because they like to carry a lot of stuff with them.
Yeah.
But it's not bad at all. It's actually a nice little deal there, to tell you the truth.
I didn't know if you fished down that way or not, but
I fish down there a lot. It's just not right yet, and I had 9 days off too, my vacation, just prior to last week, and I went out 4 times, and I was targeting flounder, Vic, that was it, and I found nice bait, you know, no problem with that as far as fingerling mud. I was looking for some pogies about 3 inches long.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to find any of them. I found small ones by the gazillions, but I really couldn't find any flounder, Vic, and I was getting a lot of trash on the line, and I think it's just a lot of grass from all this rain we had washed in the river coming out. I didn't fish south very far, but everywhere else that I'd normally catch flounder, I wasn't picking up any, none.
Wow.
Hey David, where were you trying to get your bait from? Up in the inlet, you know, the actual Huguenot Cove, or right in there along the bank of that river?
I'll get them in the bay depending on the tide, but I was going to ask Vic a question about this. I've always wondered why this is, but I really prefer the ones out right out of the ocean. They're hardier. They have a green back to them. They're not like the ones you catch in the river to have their black, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I guess it's from living in the ocean. I don't know that those mullet there ever come in the river. I just can't picture them changing that quick. But I've always had, I don't know, this just worked better for me to use as mullet right out of the ocean. It's like this sort of like candy to them in the river. Or something. I don't know. I can. You just tell the difference. They just work better.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it may be the different color, like you're talking about. See, it's more noticeable to them when they see something different like that.
Yeah, and I've always wondered why I don't catch them in the river at all, though. I mean, I just can't see them. I don't really understand that, Vic. I thought maybe there was something to it that you might know about that.
Well, it might be that when they're sucking up that mud may, you know, because that's what they do is they suck the bottom for rotting vegetation. And so, yeah. You know, when they suck that mud up, it might change, you know, that might be what the change is. It might be the mud compared to sand, you know?
Yeah, I've actually paid that $5 and pulled my boat in there and launched it, sisters or clapboard before just to get that bait. I don't mind doing it because I just throw my net a couple of times and my bait wells are loaded. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, the thing about it is when I used to, back a long time ago, we were working, a bunch of guys that worked together and all, we'd go out there and camp at Huguenot at times. And you could catch those mullet out there and fry them up. And, I mean, and I'm not talking about like the 2 or 3 pound mullet. I'm talking about, you know, like the 12, 13 inch mullet. And you could fry them up and they were clean tasting. They were good. But, I mean, if I caught mullet in the river, I would not be frying them up. You know, you'd want to smoke them or something. Them, but, yeah. You know, yeah. But the ones out there, I mean, we would catch fish, you know, we would catch bait, and then we'd also catch fish out there, too, you know, like reds and flounder and stuff. But we would fry up the mullet, too, with them, you know, if we caught the big enough mullet. And they were a whole different taste to them out there. And I think it all has to do with the sand.
Yeah, a friend of mine, just my neighbor, he just fried up a bunch of mullet that he netted off the beach. You said mullet were bigger than some of the whiting they were getting, so he took all the mullet home, fresh netted mullet right off the beach. He said, and they were delicious.
Yeah, they're a whole different taste to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I heard y'all talking about the sharks and stuff in the bait briefly a little bit earlier, and
yeah.
Right now those mullet about the size you're talking about are just. I mean, there is a lot of them at Huguenot, Vic. If that kind of fish, if people want to net them some, there's piles of them right now, but they get a lot more. The whole rocks from all the way to the tip of the North Jetty there, all the way to the beach, will be about 10 foot off, maybe a little further off those rocks. There's nothing but solid mullet, and you can stand up on the flat rocks and watch the sharks when they come up in them.
Yep.
Sharks would be 7-8 footers, and they'll make a white spot because, you know, the bottom's sand.
Yeah.
And you can see the whole shark from through the mullet because they made him scatter.
Yeah.
And me and my wife sit up there and watch them, and it's like not a good place to fall in the water, at least for me, because I'm a pretty heavy dude. They might.
Hey, if I fell in the water, they wouldn't like the way I tasted anyway, I can tell you.
Wash all that mullet off your hands first.
You know, spit me back out.
Yeah, I wouldn't taste good. Let me tell you, by the time I hit the water, I might be having to wear my brown pants.
Well, that means they're about 3 foot of water then if they're kicking up sand in there like
that.
Oh,
let me tell you, we have said, and I've said this over the years, you pull up, and I imagine Chris has done this too, you get up, you know, right at the breakers sometimes to cast net bogeys because that's where they're at a lot of times, you know. And a lot of times they're way out, you know. I mean, I've caught them out past the tip of the rocks out there, of course, you know, in 30 feet of water or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes they're right up there behind those breakers or right at the breakers. And you stand on the bow of that boat with the cast net, you want to wait until that shark goes through. I mean, you can see the sharks right there go through them, you know, and you'll see the tarpon go through them too, right there.
Mm-hmm.
But,
all right, Vic, love you, man. You take care of yourself.
I'm trying, David.
Don't do nothing for anything.
No, I'm trying to rest up and so I can get back at it just like normal, hopefully.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
Good hearing from you, David. Thanks for calling.
Hey. Yeah, great to hear from you, man. Tell your wife I said hey. All right, buddy. And 222-8255 is the number to call us. So, David and his wife moved here. They like fishing here. And I tell you what, it's, you know, it's great here. I've had several customers move here that, you know, one from Augusta, Georgia, I was talking about, John, and just loves to fish here. Fishing's great. We'll be back.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport shrimp, seared tuna, and spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Hey boaters, are you tired of trying to find the time off work to take your boat to shop, only to find you need to take more time off to pick it up afterwards? Are you letting your maintenance go because you just can't be without your boat? If either sound familiar, then give Captain Mike a call at 904-614-3423 and he'll come to your place to do the maintenance for you. No leaving work and no being without your boat. 100-hour maintenance. Trailer lights, bilge, and live well pumps are all kept in good order. Keep your boat in top shape. Call Captain Mike at 904-614-3423.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back again this morning. And I want to remind everybody, if you got a boat at your dock or boat at your house and you don't have time enough to take it in for a service, call Captain Mike Darvo. And his number is 904-614-3423. That's 904-614-3423. And he'll come to your house or come to your, you know, to your dock or whatever, you know, and do your maintenance on your boat, changing oil filter, spark plugs, gas filters, you know, water fuel separators, all that stuff. He'll do the maintenance on it. So you don't have to take the time off of work, try to take your boat in and leave it somewhere for days, you know, to get a service done on it. So, you know, he does trailer lights, bilge, live well pumps, all that stuff. So anyway, give him a call, 614-3423. And also,
while he's doing that, go fishing with Vic to fish.
There you go. Yeah, my buddy Victor owns Wild West Guns and Gold over at Lane Avenue, 1233 South Lane Avenue over there, having a store-wide Labor Day sale going on this weekend. So, I mean, he's got everything store-wide on sale. So he's open from 9:30 to 4 p.m., and be also on Labor Day. He's going to be open 9:30 to 4 p.m., so go over there and see him. Or you can check out his website at guns4jacks.com. That's guns4jacks.com. So but go over there and see him. Tell him you heard about him on the Still Just Fishing Show, and Victor's a great guy. He'll help you out. That's where I buy my guns and stuff at.
So. Yeah, I got to go back over there and see what the current selection looks like. They've got all kinds of stuff, not just guns. Mm-hmm. They got all kinds of Yeti coolers. They got some fishing equipment.
Yep.
They got all kinds of good stuff in there.
Yeah, he's got all kind of hunting stuff and deer attractants, and I mean just everything. You know, go over there and see him, and you know, like I say, it's of course y'all see the new thing about the Dick's Sporting Goods are now going to drop a lot of their hunting stuff because they say they're not selling it, so they're going to just drop it. Probably going to be just a clothing store, you know, is all they're going to be here because they went on to stricter gun rules about selling guns and stuff like that. And, of course, everybody that, you know, feels strongly about their Second Amendment rights has raised Cain about it and said they're just going to go ahead and boycott Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah, and so, I dropped Dick's a long time ago.
Yeah, so they, you know, they're they've really, their sales went down quite a bit in the guns and the hunting, of course, and because they depend, they picked out which guns they wanted to sell. So I think it was Browning and Mossberg and one other set decided, those companies decided they don't need to deal with them anymore.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I was seeing another thing on Facebook last night about how, you know, their sales are going down, so they're going to drop a lot of the hunting stuff. Well,
yeah, it was amazing. They said not only did they stop carrying the products, they destroyed what they had. I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You know something, Vic, my guns, I have to keep them locked up because I'm afraid they're going to go out and start, you know, violating the public.
You know, yeah, they do. Gun, you got to watch them.
Yeah. You got to tie them.
They'll
walk
right out of the holster and go.
Start going around go there and causing all kind of violence.
Yeah, I know it.
Thrill seeker liquor store hold up.
Yeah, because if, you know, them guns get away, they'll do something, you know.
They will. You got to watch them.
Hey, Taylor, how you doing?
Doing good. What's going on with you?
Oh, just making it, man. Trying to keep going, you know, just trying to.
You going to be on the water thing?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go to the doctor this week, see what he says, and then I think Tuesday I go to the doctor or something like that. Tuesday or Wednesday, I can't remember. But anyway, go see what he says and see if I can get back out there pretty soon.
You know, one good thing about being on the water this weekend and coming forward, You know what that is, right?
What's that?
It's going to be slower on the water now.
What's going to be slower?
The fishing.
Why is that?
I mean, there's going to be people on the water, but not as many. College football started today.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know the bars and everything in the beach and all that stuff, everything slows down when football starts.
Yeah, probably after this weekend, though. Labor Day weekend is like a big weekend on the water. Oh, yeah. I don't
know
why.
It's going to be awesome.
Memorial Day.
About that, but I'm saying,
yeah, Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day. That seems to be the busiest holidays on the water for some reason. But
oh, yeah, it's always a holiday. Yeah, but I'm saying like after that, you know, after the holiday.
Yeah, and I'm kind of glad, you know, when football season starts, because that puts a lot of people at the house or at the games on Sundays.
Like, nobody wants to take their boat out and go fishing when they're going to watch the Jaguar game or the Gators play, you know, at home or away. So then you can get out there and go fishing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's why I like it. And then as you get a little bit colder weather, then hunting season starts. Then you got even less people.
Yeah. I went out there last weekend to go fishing in my kayak. I didn't really catch nothing but ladyfish. And then my buddy went out. He went out at low tide. I think it was Saturday. I asked him. I went out Saturday morning and didn't catch anything but a small, little, tiny, little 10-inch red. And then he went out in the afternoon. I asked him if he'd catch anything. He's like, oh, I just caught a little ladyfish. He usually goes out and catches his limit of reds, but I guess he's just slow. The water was super dirty, though.
Yeah, it's probably was it right after a rain?
I think so. I'm not sure. It was just really filthy.
It was dirty, that's probably what it was, right after a hard rain or whatever. I noticed the other day we had, I can't think of what day it was, but anyway, we had like clouds built up from just south of Jacksonville all the way down past Daytona Beach, and it was on the beach and easing, you know, the whole system stayed together. You know, storming, and it came onshore and went across the St. John's River, and I'm thinking, good gracious, all that rain in the St. John's River down there, you know, south of us again, all that fresh water's got to come back through here. So, you know, I'm wondering if this year, I mean, I haven't heard anything about the shrimp in the river, so I don't know if there's a lot of shrimp coming up the river or not, which is making me think, well, if there's not a lot of shrimp left in the river, then the big croakers, the yellowmouth trout, and actually the black drum may not grow as big you know, because, you know, those things grow really fast when that shrimp run starts. Yeah. And because all three of those fish grow up down around Green Cove and head up this way. And so, you know, I always look forward to October because that's a great time for those big croakers to come through. I know Chip Wingo said earlier that there was some croakers showed up here, and I don't know, you know, where he's talking about, or, you know, if they showed up here or downtown or whatever. But, you know, if there's not a lot of shrimp in the river, those fish aren't going to grow a lot.
Yeah.
What can you do?
Yeah, I thought there was a Facebook page on shrimping, too, the way they've got fishing reports. I thought there was another page that somebody had created just on shrimping reports.
I haven't seen that.
Have you cranked your motor up since last time?
Yeah, actually, this week we went for a little boat ride just to kind of get it out and make sure. And I made a mistake, and when I turned my battery on, my auxiliary switch was on, so one of my live well pumps started running, and I did not hear it, and got all the way out there to the boat ramp and realized that my pump must have run dry, so now I got to replace a live well pump.
That sucks.
Yep.
Oh, well, that's the only thing you got to replace. You're doing pretty good, then.
Yeah, I was just making sure everything worked. My trolling motor still, you know, does good and all that. I mean, when you're using something every day and then all of a sudden you don't use it for a month, that could be a problem, you know. So I wanted to make sure. Oh, yeah. I wanted to make sure things worked, and of course, I got out of my stream of things how I usually do my
routine.
My morning routine, and then sure enough, there it was. You know, I messed up one of my live well pumps, so I got to replace
it.
Yep,
that happens every time.
Right? It's a good thing I keep an extra one so I can do that.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess I'll catch y'all later then.
All right, Taylor.
All right, Taylor.
I appreciate it, man. And,
go fishing, Taylor. Go fishing.
Get out there this weekend.
Today's the Gator game.
And give us a report.
Maybe Sunday, tomorrow. Today's the Gator game, and all the football games. I'll probably get to my buddy's house.
Yeah, you got all day. They don't play till tonight.
Oh, I know, but I'm saying the other games are on.
Oh, okay. Well, then, let me tell you, I think Monday the chance of rain's a whole lot more. So if you're going to go, you better go tomorrow then.
Yeah, well, a good thing I'm working at my buddy's self-service car wash now, so I got like a kind of like a temporary shop so I can find a permanent one. So,
oh, there you go.
It's raining, I can see how it works. So can't,
where's that at?
12th Avenue South.
Oh, okay.
It's a self-service car wash.
Yeah.
I ran out of bay from the guy, and I've been doing a lot of paint correction there.
Well, good.
So it's easier than going to the customer's house because sometimes the customer has a little tiny garage you can't even walk around in. I told him just to come up there, and it works out perfect for me.
Well, good. I'm glad it's working for you, Taylor.
All right, well, I think I made it past almost the whole segment.
Yeah, you did. I appreciate the call, Taylor.
All right,
buddy.
See ya.
I read an article by the St. John's River Water Management District. They said that what causes that water to be so brown is that it is decomposing plant material.
Mm. Yeah, the tannin.
It's kind of, yeah, tannic. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like making tea.
Mm-hmm.
If you start out with clear water, and then when you put a tea leaf in it, it turns brown.
Right.
So it's kind of just like that. That's what's causing it.
Yeah, I grew up with that down in the Everglades. In the Everglades, if you go in the back country in the Everglades, it gets like that. Up in the mangroves, with the mangroves and buttonwoods dropping leaves all the time, it gets real dark up there.
Yeah.
But it's clear. Well, you can see through it.
Well, you can imagine how many leaves, and when the St. John's River is 300 miles long, I mean, you can imagine how many leaves
is it now? Yeah.
And not only leaves, you have your hyacinths and all that from down south, which, you know, I mean, we've had tropical storms hit south of us before and wash those hyacinths out in the river. I mean, we've seen them come out of the river, even at the jetties.
Them big clumpy mats of those things,
Which, looking at all the fresh water we've had now, I wonder if there's not as many hyacinths up the river as there used to be, because I don't see that happening. We've had a lot of rain and a lot of fresh water flush out.
I know. I'm surprised it wasn't all clogged up with that after that storm last year, because, I mean, you know, half the river was up there in Riverside and in downtown.
I know, and that's what I mean, not seeing any of that this year. It's kind of strange, because just on a regular tropical storm, sometime you'd see it.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh had his doubts about limiting campaign contributions. That was revealed in documents from 2002 as lawmakers on Capitol continue to go over reams of documents related to his upcoming confirmation hearings. It is expected he will tend to side with conservatives already on the court if he is confirmed. Two former presidents will be eulogizing Senator John McCain at his memorial service in Washington, D.C. this morning. Former Presidents Barack Obama and George W. Bush will be on hand for the event at the National Cathedral. It gets underway at 10 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. Serena Williams equaled her most lopsided victory ever in 30 professional meetings with her own sister, beating Venus 6-1, 6-2 in the third round of the U.S. Open. Serena shook off an early ankle injury to win seven straight games. This is SRN News.
Good news. You are not stuck with your health care plan. Really, you have a choice, and it's a great one. It's called MediShare, and if you've heard about it and wondered what exactly it is, it's a way that people share their healthcare bills, and these are people who have a common faith, who want to be part of something beautiful that not only meets their healthcare needs, but the needs of others too, and it's people who love to save money big time. MediShare members typically save $500 a month per family on their healthcare costs. That is a life changer for people. So this could be for you. Maybe it's what you've been looking for, a way to pay healthcare bills that's not only very smart financially, but it's even profound. MediShare is a nonprofit with 400,000 members nationwide who pray for and share with each other. So yes, you're not stuck. There's another way, and it could save you a lot. Find out more. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, EE, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483 or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
WBOB tackles the issues.
When I look at some of these mass shootings that have happened in the past, a lot of these teachers had to sacrifice themselves to protect their students. Well, why not put them in the best position to fight back?
Every day.
Federal district judge in California expanded the ruling to say that even accompanied children can't be held for more than 20 days. I don't see how they can unless Congress gets its act together and passes legislation.
WBOB, your 2018 election authority. The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Roads still look good this morning. No slowdowns or accidents to report. As for the weather, looks like we probably had our 20% chance of rain already at the station. Roads are wet. Here near Phillips Highway, 20% chance of rain today. Tonight, partly sunny today with a high near 90. Overnight low 76 with mostly cloudy skies. Still hanging at 80 degrees at AM 600 WBOB.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning.
We all back.
And, I want to make sure I'm patrolling where to work, all that stuff on my boat, you know, just things, like I said, just took a more or less a little boat ride, went down to the creeks from Jim King to, Clapboard Creek and back out into the river and back around the Sisters Creek. So it wasn't really, you know, a long ride or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just trying to check out things, make sure. And I forgot to turn my depth finder on because that's something also that, you know, any electrical wiring like that, if you haven't used it sometimes, it'll just have that extra little, I don't know what they call it, electrolysis.
Yeah.
Gets through the.
It's something boats do, brother.
Yeah.
You let them sit, mm-hmm. man. You let them sit. The worst thing you can do.
It is.
Just,
yeah.
You know something big? I hope there's somebody out there listening that can tell me where I could get a lift fabricated to mount on the front of the tongue of the trailer
mm-hmm.
to help lift me up into the boat. I can't climb a ladder because the weight, I can't hold all my weight on my left leg.
Yeah.
So if I could get somebody that could fabricate some type of a lift that would, I could just kind of step on from the ground and lift me up to the bow of the boat where I could step off.
Go talk to Adam over there, All Aluminum, and see what they can rig up for you because the aluminum part is just one part of it. The electric motor is what you're going to be most concerned about.
And if you can get it, 12-volt motor that you can have a plug run from your truck.
Right.
To where you can plug it in right there at the trailer where you plug your lights in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's right. You already got a plug there for your camper and also. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that, will that run a 12-volt? Mm-hmm. How does that run? Does that run chargers or something for your camper?
It charges the battery in the camper when it's hooked up to it.
Mm-hmm.
When it's hooked up to the land power, then it charges the battery that way.
Yeah.
But, it should run a small
mm-hmm.
motor that has maybe a gear ratio, has a gearbox attached to it or something like
right.
that. But
yeah, because what you're looking for is you want it to be geared to where it's going to be stronger, too. I mean, you don't want to get on a thing and it goes, throw you off the top of it. But I mean, having it geared slow like that makes it stronger too, you know, so, and able to raise you up slowly like that. But, how far do you think it needs to be raised?
Probably about.
From where you step on it?
Yeah, from the ground up, probably about 4.5 feet.
Yeah.
About 4 feet.
So you're looking at something sort of like a Bob's Machine Shop jack plate almost.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. because I mean that right there. I mean, I got a 250 engine, and that jack plate just jacks it right up like
it's all
nothing.
Gearing. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's got decent amperage, but it's also in the gearing of it.
Well, in mine, it's not. You know, it's just hydraulic, so there's no gears.
Oh, really?
What it does is it just that motor pushes that hydraulic up, and that's it.
Oh, okay.
You know, but you're looking on a lot. You know, like I say, a lot larger scale, raising it like 4 feet. So getting you up far enough to get you onto the bow of the boat. And that'll get you like where you can get on it with your knees or something.
No, I'd rather just be able to bring it within maybe 6 inches of it where I could step off onto it.
Because my tabs are electrical, but they have gears inside, not... I don't like hydraulics, so those Lenco tabs, that's why I'm a Lenco fan. I got Lenco tabs on both the Pathfinder and the Hydrosport, and there's no hydraulics there. It's all gearing inside. Yeah. It's electrical, but they got little tiny gears that actually raise and lower my tabs and raise and lower the actuators that are attached to the tabs. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of electromechanical like that. That's called electromechanical. As opposed to hydraulic, but hydraulics, you know, it's going to be the strongest. That might be the way to go. It's you're going to have to kick that around with a fabricator, see what they can do, because I guarantee you, you're not the first one that's used something like that. There's probably other folks that are.
Well, you know, I was just thinking if I could get it on one side of the boat away from the trolling motor where it sits on the bow, maybe on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I could get up and just, you know, turn around and sit down on it, and then I could swing around, you know, that way.
Kind of like the way you showed me to get into your big high truck.
As long as you get one cheek up on that, you can get in there.
Get one cheek on a gunnel, and you're home free, brother. There you go.
Yeah, so if anybody knows, where there's, hydraulic or whatever, to be able to make a lift like that, if anybody out there has any, and have you looked it up online or anything? But, anybody could
give steps, us an idea. Of, but nothing like this.
Yeah, if anybody could, give us an idea of a company or something that might can arrange to do that. But like you say, All Aluminum Concepts may be able to build something and get a, get a motor or two to go in there like that.
Yeah, need to go talk to them and show them, your situation, and they, get going, and they'll ideas.
Vic, you gave me one guy's name, and I haven't followed up on that yet, but I was hoping I could just take one day and just kind of go around to several places until I found the one I was wanting to use.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw that custom marine sticker on yours, I thought about that place. And anyway, there's I've looked on the website, and I see where they make these steps, but that's not.
There's a.
I got a step on it. I just can't get up there to it.
Yeah, I've seen some steps like for pontoon boats. Like that on the front, where they have four or five steps to get up there on the pontoon boat. Those are pretty neat. I'm hoping that I don't have to do that yet for a while. But
you saw my trailer, right? With my Rolls axle trailer, it has a stairway going up on next to the winch.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's handy. But I got two good legs. It's good for me, but it's still a little nerve wracking when you're going the other way, climbing off the bow,
You need a handrail for that. You won't have to get down on your knees and kind of, that's look rough on your knees there.
It is. Yeah. It is a bit. Maybe I need to go over there too and talk to them.
Just grab your handle and then you can just drop that one foot down.
Well, that's the thing. If you could have a lift like that where you could stand on it, and have a bar comes up where you can hold on to it.
Right.
A stiff enough bar, to where you can balance yourself while the thing's raising you up. Hopefully, we'll have to look into that.
I'd be out there a lot more if I, and I want to be when Gail gets better.
Yeah.
I want to be able to get up there on it and be able to launch the boat and get off it once I trailer it.
Right.
Did you teach her to run the boat?
Not yet. She got sick and hasn't been. I haven't been able to teach her yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but like you say, then whenever you drive, back the truck down there and go get in your boat and pull around, you'll be able to climb back out of your boat onto the lift because it'll already be up.
Exactly.
And then drop it down.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll actually need an actuator button up there to take
lower
it back down and all.
Or remote, like on a what do they call those things?
Electric winches?
Yeah, the winch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They have them on there.
Yeah.
Little remote control.
Yeah, we'll have to check that out for you. We got to find you somebody that can build that.
That would be nice.
And so if anybody has any suggestions or something, you can call me at, call the show here at 222-8255, or you can call me later at 699-2285. 699-2285 is my cell phone number.
Yeah, because there's got to be, there's a lot of people that disabled, but they're still going fishing all the time. There's got to be a way. There's got to be something out there already.
I was going to say, this day and age, there's got to be something out there. Somebody's made something for somebody. So we just got to find out who it is and which company that does that. Anyway, speaking of the show number, 222-8255 or 222-TALK. Give us a call, and we got one more segment. So when we come back, we'll get you on the air.
Time is flying by, just like August gone.
Yeah, August is gone already, man. That was like a quick month.
Yeah,
Of course, it seemed like forever at times for me because I wasn't on the water. But
Well, Brother Vic, it's like the whole year since I've been off work.
Yeah,
and been retired. It's just flying.
Oh yeah.
Well, my dad used to tell me the older you get, because I used to talk about, oh, man, I can't wait till I get to be 40 years old, because I figured my kids was old enough they could kind of help take care of themselves. You don't have to be right there all the time to do things for them and all this.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mendrin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits, and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
It's something when you try to do something with technology and you're almost 66 years old and it's like, I don't have a teenager to hand my phone to fix.
Hey, Vic.
Yes, sir.
I still have a hard time setting the clock in the VCR.
Yeah, okay? Yeah. I know. It's like, if you have a problem, just hand it to a kid.
And the kid, Alan, the kids are like, what's a VCR?
Yeah, really.
You know, that goes with about everything. Even the a lot of people's microwave ovens clocks are blinking.
Oh yeah, all the time, because they don't know how to set it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because you know, we was talking one day not too long ago about a turntable, and some of the kids we had around the house at the time wanted to know what a turntable was. Yeah. It's something you put a vinyl record on. What is that? What's a vinyl record?
Yeah. I bought my kid a turntable last Christmas, and I realized you can there's a button on there. You can reverse it now. So I said, hey, son, here's the White Album. I'll give him a copy of my old White Album by the Beatles. I've got Revolution number 9. I go, you got to start it at the end of the song. Yeah. And he goes, this is of the devil. I'm not going to listen to this again.
There you go.
Yeah, I've got all these, you know, my old favorite Grand Funk Railroad and all, you know, the Bad Company, all these albums and all, you know.
The old LPs, have,
yeah, and then we have a bunch of the 50s music. My wife and I always loved the 50s music. And, you know, so we've had these records for years and years and years, but we've got a turntable now. But it was so funny when the kids, you know, you talk to people and they're like, what's a turntable? What's a vinyl record, you know? Yeah.
It's not the thing that spins your table around.
Yeah, or, really.
Or, you know, where you can sample it as it goes by.
Yeah. Dinner or something. I just remember, I think the early on, like back in the late 80s, rappers making it do funny sounds using the turntable back and forth.
That's pretty good.
And, you know, I'm an old radio guy. And anytime the computer here goes nuts, I mean, like burps, I go to Larry, the boss. I said, Larry, bring back turntables and cart machines.
There you go.
Spark gap transmitters, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
When his computer messes up, he sounded just like you did.
Help, Mr. Wizard.
Oh, yeah, well, I tell you what, man, it's funny. Kids are funny nowadays, too, because they're just so into everything. Uh-huh. It's, you know, but it's everything, you know, this, how should I say? It's so technical, you know.
And they get it by osmosis. It's like automatic.
Yeah, kinda. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, just give them a smartphone and watch them. And
my grandson,
they can do anything on it in no time, you know.
My grandson, Robert, amazes me every time. He wanted to take his little, not Nintendo, but this other one that's, he wanted to expand the memory on it. He could probably do it. He had the instructions he pulled up from YouTube.
Yeah.
Wanted to change the hard drive and so he can do, put hacking more programs on there.
Game Boy hacks.
Yeah. But anyway, looking at September, I have been waiting for a couple of months for this month to come around. I know it's still hot out there, but September is, to me, is the big change month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. From the 1st of September through the end of September, a lot of changes happen.
Yep.
For one thing, of course, one of the worst things is we have more tropical storms happening in September. That's, you know, kind
of supposed to be the peak of the month.
Yeah, it is. That's the that
Labor
peak of the
Day
hurricane season.
Been
is
some famous Labor Day hurricanes.
Yeah, and I mean, there's, you know, there's more tropical storms during that period of time than you know, any other time. And of course, the first week of October, I think, it's the same, runs into the first week of October.
Yeah,
but our weather change. That's what's going to happen big time this month. We're going to see, you know, the weather change quite a bit by the end of this month. The nor'easters should. I mean, this is the east wind. This is the onshore wind we got going on for this week up into the middle of the week. But the when the nor'easters start, you know, more often, that's generally going to start the mullet run, which is going to, you know, when those mullets start going out of the jetties and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we've had one of the best tarpon years we've had in a long time.
Yeah.
And I've seen things come and go like this before, you know, different species, you know, have a banner year and then go 2 or 3 years, it's not as good. We've seen that on the flounder. We've seen it on the croakers. And the croakers, I mean, that's a real populated fish that I've even seen that happen with the croaker bite. But so anyway, this year, like I say, September, we've been waiting for, you know, because of the heat of the summer, waiting for the water temperature to start cooling down like it will in about 2 to 3 weeks. You know, from the 1st of September to the end of September, you're going to see the speckled trout pick up quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And you're going to, you know, of course, start seeing bigger croakers come in. Yellowmouth trout's going to start coming in pretty good. Mangrove snapper.
I've heard of a couple of mangrove snapper around already this week. So not very many, but a couple of them. So, you know, that's beginning to start happening. I know last year we had some really nice mangrove snappers in the river.
I love them things.
Yeah, and they were doing pretty good offshore, too, up to about six or 7 pounds, you know, on the mangroves.
Oh, yeah.
And I wish they got that big inshore, but...
yeah, no kidding.
But anyway, we're looking at the fall flounder run. It's going to start sometime this month, possibly toward the end of the month, like about 3 weeks away. So
some of the pictures I've seen, it should be pretty good.
Yeah, and actually the reds usually, you know, they'll start as that water temperature starts cooling down a little bit, they'll get fired up a little more. So, you know, like I say, September is the turning point that I've been waiting on. And so, of course, this year I've been waiting to get back out there on it. But, you know, I was unlucky or lucky enough to be off the water for the month of August. However you want to look at it, I was unlucky by having a heart attack, but then turning around and, you know, I wasn't out in the heat, you know, as much. This year.
Fish had time to repopulate.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it is. Well, you see my hat?
Yeah.
Doug Williamson cut this for me. The Fish Population Control Services. So,
I want to get in on that.
A lot of people told me that it was, you know, the fish have really been happy out there, the ones they've seen. They've actually seen some smiles on their face. Yeah. Somebody sent me some pictures of smiles on fish faces, which is pretty funny.
That's great.
So anyway, looking like, you know, everybody needs to try to, you know, ignore how slow it's been the last couple of months, because it's fixing to really break loose. It really is. It does every year.
Does it seem like it's coming a little earlier than normal, or is it
what
this change you're talking about?
September came earlier.
Yeah. Well, that came quicker too.
Yeah, it came quicker. That's what I mean. But
when I started hearing about the pomps and stuff, I was like, "What already?" I saw pictures of popping in a bluefish. I'm like, "Already?"
But looking at the
made a U-turn.
The difference in weather that we're going to have probably by the end of this month, you know, that's the big change, you know. And I don't know whether, you know, me not being on the water lately, I haven't really been able to tell very much. But I just know that every year I look forward to September, especially when it gets around, you know, the middle of June, July, August. It's so hot and, you know, certain species slow down quite a bit.
It's been tough too.
Usually the sheephead will start about the end of this month, which is, of course, everybody knows that's one of the things I love to do too.
Yeah, baby.
And then right after them, we'll have the black drum coming through, you know. Mm-hmm. So then we'll have the croakers coming through. So hopefully, you know, people's going to really get out there and have a great time starting this month.
Found that nice little shell bottom with all those little clam down there.
Yeah.
Hard bottom, that's perfect.
And see, if it's got new clams on it down there, it's ready for them sheephead down there too. See, those sheephead. That's why the sheephead are mixed in. That's why the sheephead are mixed in with those drum down there, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
I sure appreciate y'all coming in again today. It was great doing the show with y'all.
Always enjoy it, Vic.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
It'll be good to see
you
back out there again.
Yeah, it will be. It'd be good to get back out there too.
Yeah, I've been feeling the same way. It's good to have my big boat back and be out there rolling.
Yeah, I can't wait to get out there. Be sure to tune in to Ask an Attorney, all about Florida law. Get a lot of information here on the next show coming up, so keep us tuned in.
We going to chow.
We'll be back next week.